time now for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
So the Daily Dust today includes a performance. I don't know if it was poor or not, but it includes a performance from Will Smith at the BET Awards. He went on stage with Kirk Franklin to perform Bulletproof. Take a listen.
The darkest of nights will turn into days, and every storm runs out of rain. Hold on.
Your brother Will, if I could testify for a minute. How about how tough times are left? What tough people
Kirk
do?
Kirk Franklin!
See, if what you see is all you see, then you do not see all there is to be seen.
Yeah, if you want to try to redeem yourself with your fans at the BET Awards, bring on Kirk Franklin. So, anyway, all right, well, good luck to him. Coldplay's Glastonbury set brought on special guest Michael J. Fox for the songs Humankind and Fix You, Chris Martin calling him their hero and crediting Back to the Future as their inspiration for becoming a band? What? How? I don't know how that works, but okay. The legendary Martin Mull from Roseanne, Clue, and Mr. Mom died last week after a long illness. He was 80, and his daughter confirmed on social media that he died at home on June 27th.
Wadsworth, am I right in thinking there is nobody else in this house?
No.
Then there is someone else in this house.
No, sorry, I said no meaning yes.
No meaning yes? Look, I want a straight answer. Is there someone else or isn't there, yes or no?
No.
No, there is or no, there isn't.
Yes.
Please.
That's Martin Mull from the movie Clue. He was so good in that. And amazing as the evil boss in Mr. Mom. John Bon Jovi crashed his son Jake Bon Jovi and Millie Bobby Brown's honeymoon. I don't even know what to say about that. Chris Pratt is open to the idea of moving from Marvel to the DC Universe, especially with his friend, Guardians of the Galaxy director James Gunn, who is now in charge of the film studio.
If it could fit into my schedule and it made sense, and then I would love it. Of course, I love playing Star-Lord, and so hopefully there's a chance that can come back. You know, I'm just feel so blessed to be able to do any of it, to be considered for any of it, and if it's right and the fans would love it, then I'd be more than happy to do it.
All right. Well, good for him. Speaking of Chris Pratt, he and Katherine Schwarzenegger are expecting baby number 3. Inside Out 2 is still crushing it at the box office. Crushed it. But A Quiet Place Day 1 had a really strong second place showing. Horizon? I don't know. Justin Timberlake joked about his arrest at his concert in Boston on Saturday night.
Is there anyone here tonight that is driving a Nazi?
Yeah, I guess self-deprecating humor. You know, I love it. And finally, the ultimate dirt alert. Kanye West is being sued for fostering a racist work environment with brutal conditions, and his wife was reportedly sending corn on the cob to employees. If you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying. And that's the Daily Dust. It's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. Okay, you're welcome.